The Chris and Steph Podcast.
The controversy this week.
Dun.
From Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig controversy.
Peppa Pig. Now, you're a father. I'm sure you're quite familiar with Peppa Pig and her antics.
Yes, she's a kid who's a pig. It's a high-concept show. You see it often weekdays, ABC 2, that's ABC for kids. It's a family show. Yeah, pretty run-of-the-mill animation.
Yeah, famous cartoon, you know, loved. Mums around the world just think, you know, Peppa Pig's pretty fantastic. Kids really into it. Anyway, yeah. Not so much anymore. A episode of Peppa Pig that has previously been banned from Australian television actually aired this week.
Oh, interesting.
Now, it aired on what I believe...
Was this the ep where they covered the same-sex plebiscite? Because I understand why that got pulled off TV then.
No,
it's not that episode. Right, okay.
No, I'm sure. Peppa Pig's all for it. She's like, oh, the rainbow episode.
Rainbow episode. Love it.
Glitter. Anyway, so Peppa Pig, the episode that played is actually called Mr. Skinny Legs. Now, it aired on pay TV, but still a lot of kids watching... You know, pay TV.
Yeah.
And the episode has been banned previously in Australia because being a British show, in this episode, Peppa Pig's dad encourages her to make friends with a spider. I'll let you have a listen to it to hear how it goes down.
Have you seen the spider?
It's too scary. Take it away.
There's no need to be afraid, Peppa. Spiders are very, very small and they can't hurt you. But don't worry, Daddy will take it out of the bedroom.
So either Daddy's Whoa! Typing on the computer or that's the sound of the spider.
That's the sound of the spider.
Legs. Right, I got it.
So whilst spiders might be very small and very harmless in the UK.
Yeah.
In Australia, not so much. We've got redbacks, we've got whitetails, we've got funnel webs, we've got, you know, whatever it is, 8 of the world's deadliest spiders.
That's just, right, yeah, something weird like that.
Yeah, 8 out of 10 of the world's deadliest spiders living in our backyard. So making friends with a spider may not be such a good idea.
So it's a bad, it's a bad message to send to kids that it's okay to play with spiders, considering how many of them in this country
are deadly.
Yes.
So originally Nickelodeon sort of sent an email that was still pretty like, oh, you know, we didn't mean to offend anyone. However, since they've backtracked and said that they will pull the episode entirely and it will not be playing on Australian television.
UK spiders, what are we talking? Just daddy long legs or what?
House spiders.
When you say like a house spider.
That's like a money spider?
A money spider, because those are, what's the old wives' tale, that they're bad to kill. Like, you don't kill a money spider because you get bad luck or something.
Yeah, so
money
I think
won't
that
it,
they're
way.
Just those little, sort of the black house spiders in, like, the black ones here are black widows and they're, like, germy and will, like, I don't know, eat you.
Yeah.
Not quite. But, you know, and then the black spiders over there are just, like, money spiders and house spiders.
So right, they, so they're very non-aggressive.
They might bite,
type.
But then sort of not that deadly venom that we seem to have over here. Spiders eat the vermin and eat the snakes and whatnot.
And you always get, every 6 months, there's a story that comes out of North Queensland or something and it's of a gigantic spider that's eaten like a cat or something. And you're like, I get it.
Here's a spider eating a rat.
And that's not covered in the Peppa Pig episode, unfortunately.
No, that was not covered in the Peppa Pig.
That's not in there. That's not in there whatsoever.
Better do a little crapapella. Shoddy, not my turn.
Well, we take turns. It was your turn
last week. Yeah,
and what did you sing?
Week.
I can't even...
Oh, couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you. Do we go to the audio file?
Oh, I don't think we need to, do we?
What did you sing last week? Hang on. You know what? It's on this button. This button should have...
Let it go until our roads are changed. Sing a weep down love.
Ed Sheeran.
I don't really know what I'm supposed to say, but I can just figure it out and hope and pray. I told her my name. I said it's nice to meet you. Then she handed me a bottle of water filled with tequila.
Yeah,
I already
that was
know
last week.
Keep,
so what, my turn this week?
Act of kindness, I'm in. Beat that.
I didn't realise it was a challenge. We'll do it next and give you a chance to win a hit prize pack.
Crapapella.
Damn, what's going on in there?
Yeah, 13, 12, 16, if you can identify the song that I'm singing this morning.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. So what happens is we'll pump a tune down Chris's headphones and only he can hear it. So I can't hear it. Those playing along at home can't hear it. He just sings along like he's in the shower, on the backseat of the car, or, you know, doing the vacuuming with his headset on.
I'm totally a guy who loves singing in the backseat of the car.
I know you are. Yeah. I have no doubt of
that
at all.
You've read my profile.
All we have to do is guess the song he's singing on 13, 12, 16. Guess it correctly and you could score yourself the ultimate hit prize pack.
I've lined up a song. Are we ready to hear it?
Yeah.
Are we ready to drop it like it's hot. Is that the phrase?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, go for it. Drop it like it's hot.
I will be dropping this thing like it's hot. Let's see. Something a little left of field. I've got high hopes that you'll guess it straight up. 13, 12, 16, as soon as you know. Let's give it a go. Oh, hang on. I haven't got the song ready. Wait, sorry. This is really unprofessional. Now we'll try it again. Plant a seed, plant a flower, plant a rose. You can plant any one of those. Keep planting to find out which one grows. It's a secret no one knows. It's a secret no one knows. Oh no, no one knows.
My favourite song in the whole wide world.
Is that your favourite song? Really?
One of them.
Oh. I mean, between that and Tool. Tough gig. What do you reckon? Is that too easy? Is that...
Oh, that's like the easiest song ever. Everyone's going to know that on 13, 12, 16. Every 90s kid is going to know that.
I didn't realise that song had lyrics until I looked them up.
Yeah, it took me a second to sort of catch on. I was like, oh my goodness, what is happening? What is happening?
What's the song about planting and watching things grow and stuff like that? It's not what you think.
Oh, it's a secret no one knows.
We will open up the phone lines now. 13, 12, 16. Hit prize pack could be yours. See if you could guess it.
Hey.
Yeah, what's going on in
there? Yeah, a chance to win a hit prize pack if you can clearly identify the song that I'm singing this morning.
I'm so excited that you chose this song because it is one of my faves and I actually think you did a really good job.
Oh, good, good. Because I was really unsure about tackling that song.
Well, I mean, if you could grow your hair a little bit longer, I think that'd help you.
Yes.
So you had some locks to throw around as you're singing?
But see, when I grow this hair long, it doesn't go long, it goes afro. And my hair goes very, very fluffy and whatnot.
Oh, okay, so how curious.
I may look out of place in this band.
Oh, you might.
Just a little bit.
Yep.
I'd be the adopted one. Possibly.
Good hint.
Let's see if someone knows what I was singing just a moment ago.
Do we need to hear it again?
Do you want to hear it again?
Yes.
Because I haven't got it set up.
Ah, okay.
Oh, no, now I do. All good. Plant a seed, plant a flower, plant a rose. You can plant any one of those. Keep planting to find out which one grows. It's a secret no one knows. It's a secret no one knows. Oh no, no one knows. You know, I don't often do it for songs that I sing on the air, but I will dedicate that one to a friend of mine, Carly, who's a big fan of those guys.
Beautiful. You did a fantastic job.
I think we've got someone who knows. Adam. Adam on 13.
I thought it was a secret that no one knows.
Adam on 13, 12, 16. What do you think I was singing? What was it?
I think it's Hanson Mbop.
You think it's Hanson Mbop?
Oh.
Yep.
Well, should we go to the reveal, mate?
Yeah.
It's a secret no one knows. Oh no, no one knows.
Of course it is. Mate, how old are you, Adam? Were you around the time that came out? Do you remember that song being released?
I'm 26 and I've got an older sister that used to always play it every day in, day out. So,
you're kidding?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, congratulations. We'll give you a hit prize pack. Hopefully that will make up for those memories. You enjoy that, okay?
Thanks, mate.
Steph, do you remember when Hanson's Mbop hit the airwaves? Do you remember when it came out?
Yeah, I had it on my Dolly's Best Love Songs, which was a CD, so it must have been 98.
That's a good question. No, it would have been earlier than 98.
98 or 96?
No, a lot earlier than that.
It wasn't.
I'm Googling Mbop. That. Hanson Mbop.
97.
90, are you kidding?
97, yeah, no, I had it on my Dolly's Best Love Songs of that year.
Like
Dolly Magazine used to release an album.
I know it was a popular thing at the time, but I was 100% certain as well that they were girls. And when I saw the video clip, I'm like, hang on a second, this isn't adding up. Something's not right here. Oh, wait, I was entirely wrong. Oh, there you go.
Well, I think I've shared this story before, but I interviewed Taylor Hanson a couple of years ago. And I told him in my interview, I was like, you know, you were my first kiss. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't remember. We toured a bit. And I was like, no. On like my TV Hits magazine fold-out poster of you that I had up in my room.
Do you have a fresh poster that I could have? By any chance? Just send me a new poster. You could always come around to my place. Anyone? No? How quick did that interview wrap up? Did he wrap it up?
No. And then, I got to go backstage and everything at the concert. I was, on the list.
Oh, were you now? Oh, hello. You kiss one guy's poster and it's all systems are
They're
go.
They're all, married with a dozen children now.
They
FYI.
Are.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
1, 2, 3. The Beechwood Homes. Visit their new displays in Paterson Gardens Estate Orange.
So get this. How would you like to own a piece of Australia's history?
Love it. Good idea.
Absolutely love it. Well, this Friday could be your chance to actually purchase the Big Lobster.
The Big Lobster's up for grabs.
The Big Lobster from South Australia.
Yeah, Big Lobster.
Quite the icon. Larry the Lobster, as he is known.
Is that his name, Larry?
That's his full name. Will be put up to auction this coming Friday. The highest bidder become not only the keeper of the crustacean, but the brand new owner of the accompanying restaurant and function centre that
only,
is there.
Only if you refer to me as the keeper of the crustacean from
the
now
keeper
on.
Of the crustacean.
That's my official title.
Yeah, so that is what's available to you. It's on the highway in South Australia in Kingston, which is actually, fun fact, where I used to go for my family holidays. I got a lot of family in Kingston.
Did you?
Yeah, my great aunt lived up there.
Did you visit the Big Lobster?
Yeah, I've been to the Big Lobster a lot of
Have
times.
You?
I've got some photos with it. Yeah, it's just up from Mount Gambier for those who.
Oh, yeah. Yes, doing a bit of travel.
Yeah,
we have a station there. Yeah,
he's actually quite the large lobster. He kicks off the Great Ocean Road, sort of if you start the Great Ocean Road up that end.
Gotcha.
17 metres high, 15 metres wide, and 13 metres long. And,
that's a big lobster.
Yeah, there you go. You could have your slice of history.
Larry the Lobster could be yours.
Mm-hmm.
Also, too trending now is the recent interview that John Legend has done regarding his wife, Chrissy Teigen. Admitted in the interview that at one point he tried to break it off. He tried to call it off. He said, the quote from him was, "I was really stressed and busy. I was just like, I'd be happier single right now." And she was like, No, not gonna. So she said,
They have the ultimate love story, don't they? They're like couple goals. Like everyone loves, you know, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen.
They do. She's they call her the undisputed queen of Twitter. So, yeah, he tried to break it off. She said no, and 11 years later, they're still together.
Cute. They should buy, a restaurant that has a giant lobster out the front and, open up a new business.
There you go. Combine the two.
Yeah, if you're stressed with all the travel from work, just, move to Australia and buy a lobster.
I think we've all been in one of those relationships where someone, doesn't want you to leave and you gotta go. Have you ever had an ex where you're like, get out of this thing, and they're like, no.
I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he was like, look, it was early days and I was like, maybe this isn't going to work. And she's like, it is, we'll work it.
Yeah. All right, good story. Thanks, Chrissy. Thanks, John. That is what's trending now. You'll find more at Scoopla. We're trending now at hit.com.au. It's all thanks to Beechwood Homes. Now, 13, 12, 16, how did you get revenge? That's what we want to know. Revenge stories. If you've got one, 13, 12, 16, ring it through. Love to hear about it.
Give us an example.
This one comes from Kansas City in the US. A bloke by the name of John. Oh, no, Johns. It's Daniel Johns. Oh, no, it's not the silver chair bloke. Okay. Daniel Johns in the US has learned the hard way about doing the right thing by your partner. He's unfortunately apparently done the wrong thing and she's found out about it and she's now his ex, right? So they've split up.
Mm-hmm.
But he was very impressed with how she got revenge on him. So he's obviously admitted that he's stuffed up.
He's
done this on Twitter and he's shared with the world how his ex has got revenge on him. Now what she has done is she's learned his phone number off by heart. So during the course of their relationship, has learnt his phone number for one reason or another off
my
by
goodness.
Heart. She knows how to dial
Have
it straight in.
Have they been dating since 1999? Because that's the last time anyone learnt a phone number. Anyway, go on.
I haven't read that far into it. But she knows it off by heart. So now what she does is when guys hit on her at the club, she gives out his number instead. So what he's getting in return is a whole lot of random blokes, random dudes, messaging him trying to hit on him. Essentially.
That'd be right, yeah.
Yes, and that's probably the lightest way of putting that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he'd be getting a lot of surprise text messages and pictures probably.
Oh.
So there you go.
Oh. Well,
that's revenge in a nutshell.
We don't encourage any sort of revenge-y things, but we will hear your story on 13, 12, 16.
We never said encouragement.
No encouragement.
Not once. But if you've got a story that's entertaining, phone it in.
Give us a call. We can change names.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. We're all part of changing names. Unless you share the name Daniel Johns with a guy from Silverchair, then we really want to hear from you. Did you get revenge? Or how did you get revenge? On 13, 12, 16. Revenge stories is what we want. There's this guy in the States. Where did we say it was? Kansas City. He's written on Twitter about how he did wrong by his ex and they broke up. And now she, every time she gets hit on by another guy, gives out his number. So he's getting all these text messages from guys that she's met wanting to meet up.
Oh.
Wink.
Wink. Yeah. Wink. I get it. I get that.
So that's her revenge. And apparently years later, still getting text messages. He's impressed. He shared the story on Twitter, so everyone can have a bit of a laugh about it now. So there you go.
So getting revenge is what we're after on 13, 12, 16.
Absolutely. And I think we've got, who's this one? This one's Emily. Emily on 13, 12, 16. How did you get revenge, or why did you get revenge? What happened?
Well, it's not actually me, but it was a friend of a friend of mine. And what happened was his ex-girlfriend ended up posting his number on one of those buy, swap and sells pages on Facebook.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
The controversy of those continue.
Yeah.
Well, she ended up writing a huge, big, like, spiel about him and everything, about how he cheated on her and everything. And then, I just watched it, like, go viral on this page, and apparently he was getting phone calls all the time. Half of the stuff she wrote was fake, apparently, but...
Messy. Don't you hate people's dirty laundry on Facebook?
I know. Facebook isn't for that.
Not at all. We would not condone that in any way.
Is he still getting phone calls? Like, how does that...
Not if he changed his number.
Oh, he changed his number.
Yeah.
Well, that makes perfect sense then. You'd have to. You'd have to change your number. You'd have to do something else so you stop getting calls and stuff like that. But that's a terrible scenario to be in.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? When relationships end badly.
But don't you find it like pages like that tend to occasionally have a story like that that pops up?
Oh, yeah. Don't trust this guy for anything, you know.
They're town gossip pages, essentially. Yeah, that may be under the mask of something else, but occasionally you find a bit of gossip.
Oh, the internet gives everyone a voice.
There you go. Don't do it, folks. Don't, you know, share stuff.
Get revenge by, like, focusing on you and just, like, doing
making
your
yourself
thing.
A better person. Yeah, so next time you see them, you're, like, smoking hot.
Exactly. And, best revenge you could ever get.
Making them jealous.
I actually want to have a bit of a chat about some of the worst CVs, cover letters out there. If you're maybe putting one together at the moment, maybe you're looking for some new employment.
Great.
I've got some don'ts for you.
For the cover letter?
For the cover letter. So a Reddit user posted the question in the forum saying, you know, employers of Reddit, what extremely unattractive thing do you commonly see in people's CVs? Now, this was then generated thousands of responses.
Okay, so what are we looking at?
Well, the biggest one is grammatical errors, topping the list, was the most complained about.
Yes.
Along with the use of stupid fonts.
Send your CV in via Wingdings.
No,
that's the best one.
One of the employers commented that they were hiring for a primary school and someone wrote their whole CV in the chiller.
Font.
Font, you know, the one that looks like a serial killer?
What?
Anyway.
Why would you? What an idiot.
A lot of applicants apparently for desk jobs felt the need to state their height and weight.
Height and weight?
Yep.
You don't have to give out, like, descriptions of what
you
look like or
no,
that's against the rules.
Well, not only that, but a series of especially young applicants putting in selfies, submitting selfies as part of their resume.
Selfies, good.
And a lot of people also including in their hobbies to be things like vino, bubbles and whatnot, Netflix, yoga, and apparently you don't need to mention any of those sorts of hobbies that are not related to the job at all.
We know you're like, you know, a glass of wine on a Friday, but we need to know, are you able to type at 100 words a minute? Like, that's more necessary than anything else. The business side of things.
And don't describe yourself with any emojis, particularly that of a wine glass emoji.
Yes, that's not going to help. Also, to drink responsibly.
Yes.
Very interesting. So leave your personal stuff out, drop the selfies, drop the, you know, little bit about myself and stick to the facts of...
of this is why I'm good for your company.
This is why I'm qualified. Don't put in a stupid font.
No emojis, no font. selfies.
Unless
isn't Facebook. They can check out your LinkedIn for that.
Unless you're going to like a party company, unless you're a Contiki host tour guide, something or other, I doubt there's any other job where you could chuck an emoji and some references.
But that's
the hard
thing. A lot of the jobs now, they sort of write the, like, that we're looking for an energetic, like, they sort of give it this cool edge, like they're the coolest place to work. Like, everyone thinks they're sort of Google, so it makes it tricky.
I don't know. I haven't.
You know those sarcastic, sort of witty job.
Oh, like, yeah. Things? Oh, yeah. Look at how cool we are. Here's a witty ad for a job.
Yeah, we're looking for you with personality and your sense of humour.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't mention anything about...
just don't showcase that.
Anything about pay in here whatsoever. All the wacky companies say, you know, great, wonderful things. No mention of how much the job actually pays.
We have a slide to get from the top floor to the bottom floor.
Really? Cool.
Great.
That's great. Is that going to feed my wife and kids?
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.